Carl Akeley brings Jungleland to America. Dr. Clyde Fisher. Very few boys and girls, or even men and women, can go to Africa to see and study the wildlife there. Carl Akeley had a dream of bringing Jungleland to America so that you and I could see and learn about the life on that great and beautiful continent. Dr. Clyde Fisher, who wrote the story of Carl Akeley, is a famous student of nature. He tells us how Akeley's dream came true and why he was the kind of man that we all like. Akeley chooses to be a taxidermist. Into the deepest jungles of the continent that he lovingly called Brightest Africa, Carl Akeley went 5 different times to study its wild animal life and to collect specimens for American museums. Known to the world as a big game hunter and explorer, Akeley was born on a farm in Orleans County, New York. He says of himself, "By all the rules of the game, I should have been a farmer, but for some reason or other, I was always more interested in birds and chipmunks than in crops and cattle." At the age of 13, Akeley saw in the Youth's Companion an advertisement of a book on taxidermy, that is, a book which explains how to stuff and mount the skins of birds and animals. Though this book cost but a dollar, he could not buy it. Later, he was able to borrow a copy from one of the older boys of the neighborhood. That book probably helped Akeley to decide what his work in life was to be. At any rate, he became the world's greatest taxidermist. He developed a method of mounting birds and animals, which is without doubt one of his greatest services to man.